This is VOA News, reporting by remote. I'm Joe Ramsey. Negotiators at this year's UN climate talks in Glasgow appear to be backing away from a call to end all use of coal and phase out fossil fuel subsidies completely. The latest draft proposals from the meeting's chair released Friday call on countries to accelerate, quote, the phase out of unabated coal power and of inefficient subsidies for fossil fuels. A previous proposal Wednesday had called on countries to, quote, accelerate the phasing out of coal and subsidies for fossil fuel. While the chair's proposal is likely to undergo further negotiation at the talks due to end Friday, the change in wording suggests a shift away from unconditional demands over objections from some fossil fuel exporting nations. The World Health Organization said Friday a raging measles outbreak has sickened thousands and killed nearly 100 in crisis-ravaged Afghanistan this year, warning that many more will die without urgent action. The UN Health Agency says the outbreak is particularly concerning since Afghanistan is facing surging food insecurity and malnutrition. WHO spokeswoman Margaret Harris told journalists, quote, for malnourished children, measles is a death sentence. The United Nations has repeatedly warned that Afghanistan is on the brink of the world's worst humanitarian crisis, with more than half the country facing so-called acute food shortages and winter forcing millions to choose between migration and starvation. Harris said Friday that over 3 million children under the age of 5 in the country are expected to suffer from acute malnutrition by the end of this year. This is VOA News. Russia on Friday dismissed as inflammatory a media report suggesting Moscow might be weighing an attack on Ukraine and accused the United States of making a series of aggressive moves in the Black Sea. Washington has raised concerns about a potential Russian attack on Ukraine with its European allies, the Bloomberg News Agency reported a day earlier. The report cites potentially suspicious troop movements inside Russia as being one of the reasons for U.S. concern. The Kremlin said it was up to Moscow alone where it deployed its own forces within its own borders. Washington has publicly said it's concerned by so-called, quote, unusual Russian military activity near Russia's border with Ukraine. Regional tensions have mounted this week as the European Union accused close Russian ally Belarus of encouraging thousands fleeing war-torn parts of the world to try to cross its borders. Brussels has threatened to impose sanctions. Russian and Belarusian paratroopers held joint drills on Friday in western Belarus near its border with Poland, according to the country's defense ministries. French President Emmanuel Macron hosts leaders and diplomats in Paris on Friday for an international conference aimed at ensuring Libya sticks to a plan to hold elections next month and turn a page after a decade of violent conflict. The North African country has been mired in civil war since the overthrow of dictator Muammar Gaddafi in a 2011 uprising, with the bloodshed drawing in competing Libyan factions and Islamist groups as well as regional powers. The presidential vote and legislative elections on December 24th are the core parts of a UN plan to help restore stability, but the calendar has been under pressure as tensions flare once more between rival camps. Key players attending the meeting on Libya will include U.S. Vice President Kamala Harris and Egyptian President Abdel Fattah el-Sisi, one of Paris's closest allies in the Middle East. And a Rwandan dissident who used his YouTube channel to criticize the government has been sentenced to 7 years in prison. He's the latest government critic with a YouTube audience to be jailed in the tightly controlled East African nation, ruled by the same leader for nearly 3 decades. The Rwandan, whose YouTube channel has amassed more than 15 million views, was found guilty on Thursday on 4 charges, including forgery, impersonation, and, quote, humiliating state officials. In April 2020, he broadcast a series of videos accusing soldiers of serious abuses against slum dwellers during the enforcement of a strict coronavirus lockdown. Find more at voanews.com. Reporting by remote, I'm Joe.